Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, a new defensive scheme, as you know, the likes of Mangieri, Shaw, Latham, they're gone, giving veteran Mark Hagan back for his second tour of duty under Kevin Wilson, a young and inexperienced line this spring, but save from Robert McRae sidelined with turf toe. It's been an injury-free spring, and as Coach Mark was telling me, he's seeing signs of consistency as that new 4-2-5 has been implemented.
We've got to get that old system, you know, out of their blood. So it's been a work in progress, and I think our guys are starting to get used to playing, you know, vertically more than horizontally, and I think if we can do that.
The Hoffs, I know McRae's still out with a problem there, but RG3, I mean, there's some pull there.
No, I think you start inside with your two older kids. Ralph Green's played a lot of football for us, and Nate Hoff, those are two, you know, veterans inside, two really good leaders for us. I think Jacob Robinson's a young man starting to emerge as a defensive end. I think as time goes on, we're just going to see how his body reacts. He's getting to be, you know, up in the high 270s right now, so we'll kind of see how, you know, he continues to grow and mature from here. You mentioned Robert being out. That's allowed Brandon Wilson, you know, a lot more rep. And then we've got two guys that have been hybrids, you know, the Niles Sykes's and Greg Gooch's. You know, those guys become our fourth defensive lineman. They become our open side defensive end, and we've seen some good spurts out of those two. One other young man I want to mention, Jamirez Bowen, is a young man that started on offense, but he's got a really nice skill set.
Well, that's the first of two parts with Mark Hagan. We'll talk with Mark about his relationship with new defensive coordinator Tom Allen and the change that he's seen since being away for 3 years in the Wilson camp. That's Wednesday, part two with Mark Hagan. Sports Talk tonight. We'll detail the state's 25 greatest sports stories. That's a project ongoing. Plus, our April visit with Vice President Director of Athletics, Fred Glenn. Live from Yogi's tonight, a little past 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, Monday and all of the rain behind us, a little warmer now, sunnier, something we haven't seen regularly for a couple of weeks. It lies in front of us as the world's greatest college weekend unfolds. And with that said, no better one to talk to than our own Chuck Crabb, Associate AD in charge of facilities, who gives us early week anyway, some things we should know about as we're ready for a number of events, Chuck.
Well, I think the key point, Joe, when you speak of the weather and the improvement, this is something Little Five weekends the last couple of years have not enjoyed, and many events are scheduled around it. Give you a good idea, Indiana football, Indiana athletics, we've built the spring game around the women's Little 500 on Friday evening. And so that's an added feature that's never been there before. With that, Union Board also jumped on board and said, well, we always have a Little Five concert. Why don't we have it at the football stadium?
Why not?
So we'll start on Wednesday making some stadium conversions and building a stage where the kid zone normally is on the south end of the stadium. So everything gets packaged very nicely. You've got, with Little 500, you've got the women's race on Friday, 4 p.m. at Armstrong Stadium. At 5 o'clock, we'll have a youth football clinic, a skills clinic, that will be on the west artificial field of the John Mellencamp Pavilion right there on the north side of the north end zone. Then everyone can come into the stadium. Gates will open at 6 p.m. for the annual Cream and Crimson spring game. First play scheduled for about 7 p.m.
That's IU Associate AD in charge of facilities Chuck Crabb, who joins us again live Friday on Big Show Friday, Glass in the Morning, and yours truly. I'm Joe Smith.